Thanks, Vita. Well done. That was really cool. So we're still continuing with our victory series. And firstly, let's watch this video. Wow. So do you have what it takes to be elite? Soldiers go to war to win. Doesn't matter which side you're from. All soldiers go to war to win, to be victorious. So that's why we're here. You know, to be victorious, to learn how to live in victory. So, here are our mission targets, right? We had generational curses, which was epic, amazing last week. Today it's relational issues. Then we're going to have spiritual errors, addictions, and sexual sins. Now we're getting heavier and heavier. As you can see, like, it gets deep, this thing. Eish. So, generational curses. We had fun last week with Kule, and Kule taught us on how to get rid of generational curses. And I hope that we all were victorious last week in getting rid of all those things that you listed down, and we prayed over them, and they were burnt by Ethan, who's not here today. But Ethan went out there, he came back, and he was smelling of smoke. So he did a good job. So they all gone, right? Today, we are dealing with relational issues. Relational issues, somebody can ask, why relational issues? We're dealing with relational issues because we all have relations. We all relate to somebody. We relate to our parents, we relate to our teachers, we relate to our friends, we relate to each other here, your colleagues at school. We all have relations. But there's issues in those relations. And the devil doesn't want us to relate well with each other, let alone relating well with God. So let's watch this video and we'll talk about it after. Sure. Imagine if we had a one-man army, right? Alone you can fight all you want. You can fight, you can kick, you can scream, you can shoot people. Alone you can fight. But together we dominate. So when we together, we're going to stand. We're going to be able to stand and fight and dominate. Imagine if in World War, which one was it? Two. Imagine in World War II, there was a one-man army. But that person was defeated. That person was defeated. If Hitler was there alone, without multitudes, without people to fight, without an army, he was already defeated. But there were people who said, we will fight with you because we believe in this cause. Even us, we need to be relational. We need to know people. We need to relate well with people so that we can dominate, so that we can be able to stand. All right, so to fight together, this is what we need to do. We need to train together. Soldiers train together all the time. Why? So that they can get to know each other better. That's why after every service, even here, we say, okay, guys, hang around a bit. Get to know each other so that we can train together. That's why we're here. This is training, right? We need to work together. If you don't work together, just forget it. Because we won't be of the same mind, meaning we won't have the same goal. So we all need to be of the same mind and focus on the same goal so that we can work better together. And then we need to listen to each other. A lot of people, as leaders, we will always say, yeah, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. But most of the time or sometimes you can be wrong. So I must be willing to listen to other people, listen to ideas, what other people are saying. That's part of relating to people. We need to help each other. We need to help each other. If you don't listen to people, you won't know that they need help. So we need to help each other, and we also need to have good relationships. Let's build those good relationships amongst each other. Yes, we're going to disagree. Yes, we're not going to agree all the time, but we need to listen to each other, and we need to help each other. So, sure, there's destructive relational habits. like majorly destructive relational habits. And who brings those? It's the devil. He has tactics. He whispers in our ears on what to do. Let's choose not to listen to him. And the first thing that he does is grudges. Right? We hold grudges. Because Peter stepped on my toe, even though he apologized, I don't take it. Let's read the scripture. Whoever forgives an offense seeks love, but whoever keeps bringing up the issue separates the closest of friends. Proverbs 17, verse 9. So whoever forgives, you bring love. Forgiveness is not even for the next person, it's for you to heal. You need to heal. So, number two is bitterness. We get bitter, right? Just because Peter's succeeding. I'm choosing Peter because there's two of them. So I won't be persecuted for it. So if Peter did something to me and I'm always bitter, or Peter succeeds and I don't like it, I have bitterness. Why him, not me? That's not from God. It's from the devil. The devil brings that up. And the scripture says, see to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Hebrews 12, verse 15. Remember, the Bible is the word of God. So these verses, it's God saying, do not be bitter. Bitterness is not from him. And if it's not from God, it's from the devil. Jealousy. How many times am I jealous that my friend has this, or my friend does well in math, or my friend has parents who have money and I don't? Jealousy. Jealousy eats you up from inside. And God says, for wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambitions, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. James chapter 3, verse 16. So jealousy is evil. Let's not be jealous. It's the devil's tactic. The fourth one is anger. Right? And God says, go ahead and be angry. Do it. Be angry. It's okay to be angry. But you do well to be angry, but don't use your anger as fuel for revenge. And don't stay angry. Don't go to bed angry. Don't give the devil that kind of foothold in your life. So when you stay in anger, you're giving the devil right. You're giving him a foothold in your life. And he will continue whispering to you to be angry. And when you're angry, what happens? Like, your face doesn't even look nice. You know? You don't look pretty. You don't look handsome when you're angry. You look horrible. So let's not be, you can be angry, but let's not stay in anger. Let's allow God to remove the anger. How does he do that? Forgiveness. Gossip. Hey, we gossip, eh? Yo, as people, it's so easy to talk about the next person. And all these things that we're saying, they come together, they connect somehow. So let's not gossip. God says, though some tongues just love the taste of gossip, those who follow Jesus have better uses for language than that. If you follow Jesus, you have better use for language than that. We do not gossip. We are not gossipers. So the minute a person says, oh, Mdu did this, but don't tell him, that's gossip. So let's not do it. Rather, if you feel like Mdu has done something wrong, go to Mdu and talk to Mdu and say, Mdu, I think, you know, with love, then you're not gossiping. And the sixth one is isolation. The devil wants to isolate you. The devil wants you not to relate to people. Wants you to feel alone, to be alone. That's what the devil wants from us. He wants us to be alone, because when you are alone, you are vulnerable. When you are alone, you don't have people to pray with you, to fight with you. Remember, alone you fight, but together we dominate. So you won't dominate the devil if you're isolated. And God says, he who stays away from others cares only about himself. He argues against all good wisdom. So you won't have wisdom if you're alone. Relate with people. It's healthy to have people around you. So we do have healthy relational habits, right? We had 6 tactics of the devil. Now let's look at how many healthy relational habits, right, we have. So God is the one who gives us relational tactics. And the first one is forgive. We've spoken about it. God wants us to forgive. If you forgive men their sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins. It's not me, it's God. And these words were said by Jesus Christ himself in Matthew chapter 6. So we need to forgive so that God can forgive us. Because we're not perfect, right? Do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. Same principle, works with God. Number 2, apologize. Right? If you are offering your gift at the altar, and remember that someone has something against you, leave your gift and go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. God wants us to relate well. He says he's not going to accept our gift or our offering if we have problems with our brothers and sisters. We need to go and reconcile. Because it's a relational God, we need to go and reconcile with the person, then come back to the altar and give your gift, and it will be accepted by God. Number 3, God says, forget. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble. So when he forgives us, he forgets. When you say, God, I've messed up, God, I stole money, please forgive me, he forgives you and he forgets. We also need to do that. And remember, how many tactics of the devil did we have? 6. So those are 6 habits that you have to keep up with. God has only 3. How easy is it to just adopt 3 habits? Just 3. It's a choice. No. Yep. You choose to forget. It's not easy. You're right, Pastor Mark. It's not easy to forget. You choose to forget. So we build or break relationships, but what we do or don't do, it's our choice. Right? So broken relationships can be restored as we follow God to transform our lives. It's only God who can come into me and transform me. I don't have the power. I need to say, God, here I am. I need help. God, here I am. I am weak. You are strong. Be the strength. Be the one who comes into my life. Help me to forgive. Help me to forget. And help me to have relational issues with other people. What I used to do is the people that I don't get along with the most, those are the people that I would spend most of my time with. Why? So that I can win them over, or they can win me over, and we have good relations. And that doesn't happen automatically. God has to be involved. Remember, together we dominate. When we are together, we're going to dominate. We're going to dominate this youth room. We're going to dominate our schools. We're going to dominate the world. Let's not allow the devil to be in our lives. Let's not allow the devil to whisper in our ears and say, have a grudge, and say, Salmon did this, remember. God says forget. Right? So we're going to have a handout. And in this handout, you're just going to take what relates to you. There's different... There's different sentences there. Just read through it and then take what relates to you, and then we will tear it up. But before that, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to have time of prayer and just cancel all those things that we're struggling from in terms of relationships that we have. You have, yeah, about 10 minutes.
All right. So I hope we have ticked whether we are safe, for example, anger or rage, whether we are safe, or is it in the past, or is it now, right? Now, I want you to concentrate on all the things that you ticked now on, because we're going to pray. Firstly, we're going to recognize and identify the issue, which you've just done. Number two, we are going to repent from it, turn away from it. Number three, we're going to renounce it, meaning that we're going to cast it out from our lives. We're going to take it away, right? Number four, we're going to rebuke it. We're going to tell the devil to take it with him. It's not ours. We don't allow it in our lives. And lastly, we're going to receive the blessing and the grace of God. So can we please all stand? I'm ready for war. Now, this is war. So I'll need you guys to repeat after me as I pray. And whenever I say the issue, then you just, whether silently or loudly, just say what's on there, what's the now. All right. So can we pray? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, repeat after me. This is a repeat after me song. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I recognize this issue, that I do struggle from it. And Lord, I ask you to take it away from me. I repent from it. I turn my back on it. And I walk towards you. I renounce it in the name of Jesus. It's not part of me anymore. The devil, you have no power over me. I don't want these issues. They are not mine. I come against you in Jesus' name. And I receive the blessings and the grace of God. God, please enter my life. And I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, what I need you to do, now we're living in victory. This thing is heavy. Now, what I need you to do is tear it up and come put it in this wonderful hat of mine. Thanks, Pastor Mark, for donations. In this hat, and we're going to burn it. So whatever is there on the now, it's not part of us anymore. It's not part of you anymore. Amen. Putting everything in this hat, in this army hat, says that it's just symbolic to say, I leave everything at the altar. I leave everything up to God. And God is going to help me with this relational issue that I have. All right. Before I go on, that I had. Thank you. Nice one, Kule. This relational issue that I had, it's not part of me anymore. I'm not involved. All right. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, Jesus, we come before you, thanking you, Lord, for this time that we had. Thank you, Lord, that you are always amazing. You're always awesome. And I ask you, Lord, that you just remove these relational sins from us. Just remove them from us. They're not part of us. And as we go into leave this room, let's leave this room light and healthy and go on to have healthy relationships with people, healthy relationship with you. And I ask you, Lord, that remind us all the time that we need to have a relationship with you at all times. Thank you, Father, that you've taught us that you want us to love each other. You want us to embrace each other and have healthy relationships. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. So next week, we're going to be dealing with spiritual errors, all right? I struggle from some spiritual errors. So I need to be here next week to learn on how to distance myself from spiritual errors.